Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a road to unity, this willingness to unite under the headship of Christ. And because of that, Jesus is going to be the focus each weekday morning in our broadcast, as typically is my desire. But more directly so this week, because there is no unity without Jesus. We're not talking about a conformity, about everyone being identical, about thinking exactly alike about every detail of life. We're talking about uniting between the lines of truth that God lays out in the Bible, and within that, crossing the lines that we make up. And so today, as we hit the mid part of the week, we're going to be focused in on the road to complete unity. What does that look like to even walk that road, let alone consider reaching the destination of complete unity? Jesus tells us, John writes in John chapter 17, verse 23, Jesus, as part of his prayer, is talking to his Father and instructing us in the process. He says, "I in them, and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." This recognition by Jesus that it was the unity that he possesses with his Father that he wanted the disciples to have, and in turn for us to have, a complete unity, and a recognition that this complete unity is only possible when we live as those united with Christ and in Christ and through Christ. That it's that example of God and Jesus, the Spirit being one, and being able to clearly state that if we have seen, for the disciples who had seen Jesus, they had seen the Father. That he and his Father are one. Now, there are very great similarities in many families. But it's rare that a person could say, if you've seen my dad, you've seen me. If you've seen my sibling, you've seen me. Now, in generality, some of that is true. The casual acquaintances, the old chip off the old block, the spitting image of your mom or your dad. To the casual observer, the many times twins, identical twins, because of the look, because of the mannerisms, because of temperament. But many times, as we get to know those individuals, they're not identical. But the more that we get to know God, we discover Jesus. The more that we get to know Jesus, we discover God. And God's desire is to bring us back into relationship as those created in his image to bear his likeness here on earth so that we could have complete unity with him, which makes it possible to have complete unity with one another. This old joke goes around regarding a family moves into town and checks out the local church and likes the name on the sign out front. It aligns with their beliefs and denominational ties, and they go in and they're welcomed, and the question raises, is, do you believe this? Are you this kind of branch of this denomination? Oh yeah, we are. And okay, how about this part of the branch of this denomination? Yes, we align with that. And they go down through about a dozen things, and then one little final question, and oh no, we don't agree with that. Well, you heretic, get out of here, you don't belong. And we have this problem of thinking that unity requires we agree about everything. In fact, Paul writes to us, God speaks to us through the Apostle Paul and says, if on some matters you disagree, let God work that out. Don't use it as a point of division. The matters of opinion, he says, shouldn't be as divisive as we make them. And when we bring everything back to Jesus, the headship of Christ in our life, in our relationships, in our church community, we find ourselves being more merciful, being more compassionate, being more humble. Often the greatest driver of division is pride. We love the idea of unity if everyone would just agree with me because I'm right. And pride keeps us from considering even the possibility that we might not be right. And sometimes we take the simplest truths of Scripture and we complicate them to such an extent that we become blind. It's what happened to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It's not that they made up things just out of the air. Sometimes it seems that way, but they took God's word and they took it so seriously that they decided that their view was the most important view. And when God's word bases our view, then it is important, but only to the extent that it's 100% accurate. And theoretically, that's possible until we add ourselves into the equation. And we're not that good. And so we have the opportunity to live out the answer to the prayer of Jesus that we would be brought into complete unity so that the world would know that we belong to Him. And Satan, I believe, loves it when churches begin to fight. I think his highlight is when churches fight amongst themselves. They begin to divide and people get mad and they leave. And perhaps second place is when churches fight each other, especially when it becomes public. Because it destroys the sense of unity that we're supposed to have. And it dishonors the name of the one that we're supposed to be united under, united in, united through. And so we pursue Jesus in a way that we say yes. if that's what you want, if that aligns with your word, and we study and we pray and we listen and we love. And we understand that the person that we disagree with may well be wrong, but we very well may be wrong too. Because we have been. And so we give grace. And we study together. And we lift up the name of Jesus. As Paul speaks with the other apostles regarding the Gentiles, and what was required for them to be Christians, they finally conclude that to make them become Jews first would be a burden. And so they give very basic instructions. And at the heart of those instructions is a unity in Christ. And so today and throughout this week, I pray. And I ask that you pray that prayer of Jesus, that we would continue to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the one who can and will bring us to complete unity as we allow Him to be in charge. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be yours, in order to be united with you as we're created and called into being for that very purpose. But it also gives us the ability to be united with one another. In a complete unity, in a unity that surpasses the getting along that the world settles for. A unity of heart and mind and spirit, because it's not united around any individual's ideals or thoughts or self, but it's united fully around Jesus. And Father, today, help us to continually grow in that unity. We're human. We mess it up. We taste it and we stumble. We experience it for a time and we're tempted. It's one of the things that Satan dislikes, so it's disrupted as often as possible. So help us, Father, to be aware of the distractions, the disruptions, and the attacks against unity. Guard our hearts. Protect the truth of your word as the basis for our unity. Keep us from compromising in ways that are ungodly and yet help us to know the compromises that are not compromises against Scripture. Help us to live in a way that it doesn't always have to be our way. Even as we live in a way that it does always have to be your way. Help us to know the difference. Father, as we strive for this complete unity, we know it's not something that's possible through our might or power, but only possible by your Spirit that dwells within us. And so by your Spirit, may we live in complete unity that lifts up Jesus. That as we lift up Jesus, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.